Hello gamers. You guys are tuned into the
DLB Network. Man, bros and brudettes, you're tuned into the DLB Network podcast.
Yeah, boy, it's time to get the show started. This is the DLB Network Gaming Podcast.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the DLB Network Podcast. I am one of your hosts from Sacramento, California, DLB. And also with me this week is your favorite's favorite, the one and only Mr. Hood Nerd.
Yep.
Yo, what's going on, my guy?
Good. What's up with it, bro?
More next gen news. Literally, when I tell you hot off the presses, this is like hot off the presses. So report, this is coming from thesun.uk or thesun.co.uk, really popular website in the UK, a tech site. And supposedly it's saying the PS5 release date, according to a leaker, it says to launch in just days now. And it also has an image. Actually, let me text this to you so you can actually see what I'm looking at. I'm texting it to you right now. Just hit that send button. It says the anonymous leaker revealed they claim they have official details of the Sony PlayStation 5. I'm going to skim down to where he actually gives the release date. It says Sony has already confirmed that the PlayStation 5 is coming out this year, but its exact design, release date, and price still remain a mystery despite the imminent launch. Now, the anonymous individual claims his insider knowledge is said that the console will be unveiled on November 5th, 2020. So that's in a matter of weeks.
February 5th, it says in the article.
I'm sorry, what day did I say?
You said November.
Oh, I don't know how the fuck I got that.
I don't know.
Thank God that you were here. Man, my saving grace. But yeah, he's saying February 5th is what Sony's going to... Man, I'm so mad that you work for Sony because you can't let me know if you've heard anything about this or not. But have you heard anything about... No, I'm sorry. But that's crazy. I mean, if you hadn't heard anything about it, you could say, no, I hadn't heard anything about it, right?
I won't say that regardless. but no, I haven't heard anything about it.
Perfect. So
yeah, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
I mean, everybody's kind of been speculating that February would be when they announced the console is coming out, just from the standpoint of repeated history. The PlayStation 4, they announced it in February, came out in November. But he's saying February 5th. Let me look and see what day that actually is. February 5th is, that's a Wednesday. That's a unique day in the week, a Wednesday. Typically you hear announcements on a Monday, Tuesday ish, but you know, Wednesday, I could see that would be literally 1-3 weeks away if he's to be right about that. So it's claimed that the launch event will take place at the Ritz Sony Hall, which is in New York City. What do you think, or can you even, how about this, can you even speak on this?
I don't think I can. Because I mean I am under NDA, so I can't say, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, I can't say what I can and can't say, so I don't know. But I mean, maybe. Like, I don't know.
So also in the article, the leaker is saying that the pre-orders are supposed to go live the same day as the launch event, which, you know, is typical for launch events. You'll hear about something being able to be pre-ordered the day of the launch event, or
within
a week
or two, yeah, of time, or yeah.
So
So
that sounds roughly about right. Just based off the pure fact that So, okay, let's take a pause in the article right there. Let's speak about pre-orders. Okay. I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to do my pre-ordering this year with the new PlayStation because, you know, I want to go to a GameStop because of the fact that GameStops will be open at midnight, right? But I hate GameStop. Like,
yeah, we all do.
So, I
think they hate GameStop too.
Right? So I'm going to have a backup pre-order with Amazon. And I would stick with my Amazon pre-order, but it seems like where I'm located, I feel like I'm at the end of my driver's route because I typically always get my Amazon packages late in the day. I always get my Amazon packages around about 6, 7 in the evening, sometimes 5-ish.
That's the perfect time.
And I because you know me, you know, I'm just a nerd, hardcore gamer at heart. I plan on taking that day off. So,
I mean, I guess, yeah,
I would like to get it at midnight. Plus, I'm going to be freaking stuck on YouTube all day watching all these different people unboxing their consoles and plugging it. I want to be a part of that. I ain't trying to be at work. That would be like so not productive that day, just sitting there watching videos.
I'm going to be at work.
Well, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But for all you guys that don't know, Hood works for PlayStation. He works at the headquarters. So obviously, you're going to be at work that day, first and foremost. And why wouldn't you want to be? You're in the place.
I don't have to.
Right.
I don't have to be. I could take it off.
But it seems like I can't. Because I know you. I know you're going to order yours from Amazon, I'm sure, and have it delivered to PlayStation.
I'm going to order mine for my job.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And that's another reason why you're going to go.
Sir.
And that's another reason why you're going to go to work that day.
I'm going to order mine from the job. I wonder how they're gonna do that. I wonder how they do that this time around. Because I mean, with PlayStation Direct now, I wonder how they're gonna do that.
Huh. Wait, say that again.
Because you know, PlayStation Direct is live. You know what I'm saying? The retailer the retail side of PlayStation, like where you can directly from PlayStation.
Oh, got you.
So I'm sure they're gonna do something where you can buy it. Down, you know, they're definitely going to promote that 100%. You know that's going to happen. Like, oh, go to PlayStation Direct to pre-order now. You know what I'm saying? Especially because they got their own thing.
You guys at work?
No, I think for the masses. But I don't.
You mean go to a direct PlayStation store? I'm lost. No, I'm sorry.
PlayStation Direct is where you can buy stuff from PlayStation. Like if you go to PlayStationDirect.com. That you can buy a PlayStation from PlayStation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I never knew that. How long has that been going on?
About 4 months now.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's okay. Yeah, I did not know about that. That's new information for me. Okay. You said PlayStationDirect.com?
Yeah, I think that's the website. Or just Google PlayStation Direct.
Wow, yeah, no, I did not know about that. That's dope though.
Yeah, so yeah.
Because I know they got the little store where you can buy the gaming stuff like shirts and things of that nature.
Oh yeah, the gear shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is different. This is a retail joint.
That's pretty cool. I'm definitely gonna have to check that out. So, and to keep in mind with people, I'm literally going through this live right now while we're speaking. The predicted price point, it says the leaker says that the console will be unveiled on the 5th and will cost $499, which goes along with the price range that I feel it would be. I think everybody's pretty much kind of predicted that price point. Sorry. And then, so this part is the part that's interesting to me. It's saying that it's going to be, the leaker is saying that, you know, obviously we know that the PlayStation is going to be backwards compatible, but it's saying it's going to be compatible with all 5 platforms, PS1, 2, PSP, and PS3.
I can see that too.
I'm shocked. PSP, that one's awkward, but
we used to buy PSP games digitally though.
Okay.
But so people, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, remember PSP Go was a thing. So some of those PSP titles were digital games. If that's the case, I doubt it. But, you know, Vita and PSP games were digital purchases. So,
but then the PS3, that's the one that kind of gets me, because we've heard for the longest that couldn't be done.
I mean, it would just have, it's a hard one, because like, even emulation is tough, right? Like, even the way emulation works, like, it's still like there's no like hella dope PS3 emulators out there. So unless they cooked up something crazy, that is the toughest one to crack.
Yeah, so that one was very interesting. PS1, PS2, totally understand those two. PS3, that I found that one kind of interesting. And then next up, it says some of the rumored launch titles are going to be Gran Turismo 7, MLB The Show 21, Demon's Souls Remastered, Godfall, and Legends.
Launch window. Probably. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because why would MLB... I mean, no, like maybe because 21 is coming out. 21 is coming out this year. So that, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess. What were the games?
Gran Turismo 7. So they're due for another Gran Turismo. And then Demon's Souls Remastered, Godfall, and Legends.
Yeah, I wonder if Polyphony is dropping a GT7. That would be a pretty serious launch title.
That would be a huge launch
title. Because then that means they were working on Sport and that at the same time.
I can see it, unless they had another studio giving a helping hand. But yeah, so it says the pre-orders go live the same day as the launch event, but the actual day to be on sale is October 2020. In October release, I could definitely see that for sure. October and November, I mean, they're a month apart. Sony's released in October before. I want to say the PlayStation 2 was released in October. October 26th, to be exact, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check that. But yeah, I definitely recall a PlayStation being released.
You want to go trick or treating, Timmy? Hell no! I'm
playing. That's right. Yeah, you're
playing hella games.
Yeah, the PlayStation 2 was released October 26th of 2000. Oh, so
I guess that's right. I guess it was before Halloween. I got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so PS1, September 9th of 95, PS2, October 26th of 2000, PS3, November 17th of 2006, and PS4, November 15th of 2013. So, yeah, that's literally everything within this guy's leaks, so... I guess I'll have to save this and see if any of this comes to fruition. What I will say is, I mean, he does have some pretty solid predictions. Everything that he said seems feasible. I mean, an event in February, feasible. Coming out October 2020, sounds about right. We've all heard that there's backwards compatibility. We don't know to what extent. The price point of $499, that's kind of been going around. So them announcing it in New York at their theater. I mean, again, nothing in here sounds ridiculous outside of the PlayStation 3 backwards compatibility. That's about the only thing that was said that... that gives me cause for pause. Everything else sounds very legitimate. Could definitely be possible. So, but man, when I tell you I am super ecstatic for these next gen consoles, that, I mean, hell, y'all just heard it. I'm taking time off for that day. So,
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're in this world, I think everybody is. You know, it's funny. I was talking, and a coworker kind of like interjected, and I was saying how, you know, console gaming and PC gaming need each other because one gives raw power while the other one gives optimization. And then he was like, no. I'm like, well, think about it. Like, when a console comes out, that's the new baseline, right? That's the new lowest. That's the new low. And then that's when you can start. That's when more like PC graphics cards always go up, and PC gaming goes up. But like consoles brings the optimization that PC doesn't have. You know what I'm saying? So like they kind of go hand in hand. That's why when PCs go too high, consoles have to catch up, and that's when we get the new baseline. And that's what it is every time. Like, and console brings different innovation. You know what I'm saying? The games, there is different type of innovation in gaming on a console, which then gets passed down and so forth and so on. PC games pass things to the console. They work hand in hand. So it's no real like master race. I mean, I guess it's just like raw graphical power. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I could run this in 8K, but at 3 frames a second. But look at the steal that I took in 8K. It's like, it's crazy.
What I want to speak on, though, is we're in 2020.
That's the year.
Why are we still getting these grainy, fucked up pictures? Like, almost every phone can take a decent picture. Like,
I honestly think that's intentional when they do the grainy photo. I do. I really do. I really believe that the grainy photo in like leaks and spy shots is on purpose.
Either people are, or
it's a situation where the person's taking the picture and they're not supposed to be, and they're like risking it all. So they're it's like a moving thing. You know what I'm saying? Where like moving, it's like, I got to get what I can get. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, I wish somebody would, all these leaked pictures got to be taken with freaking Android phones. Because if these fools had iPhones, this would be freaking...
Or it could be a cheap...
messing with people. Let me stop trolling.
Or it could just be some cheap, you know, Asian phone. Because you got to think, like, this leak might be coming... The leak might be coming from the factory. Because, you know how it go once you start pressing those... you know, when you start making those dummies or, you know, those Watchercoms, then, you know, people going to steal that shit. They going to take it. That's how the iPhones get leaked. That's how the notes get leaked. So everything leaked. So, you know, you got to press it. Word's going to pass. Like, oh, you know, this new part's coming in for whatever. You know, once they assemble it, people don't want to take a picture of it. It's not, I mean, because we outsource now. So everything's going to leak. Because the rules are different. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you're absolutely right.
The rules are different in other countries. So leaks will never not have leaks. Ever. It's over for that.
Yeah.
Actually, to be fair, I'm kind of surprised the Xbox didn't leak. Maybe, and you know why it didn't?
Or the information?
Information already leaked, but I'm talking about the image of the box.
Oh, I think that's because they freaking showed it off so damn early.
But I also think they didn't actually show a real version of it. They just showed us a 3D render. So I actually think that was a smart way to do it because it hasn't even been the box probably hasn't even been shipped to be pressed yet. So the only boxes they probably have are the ones that they've made, you know, right. Like
probably 3D printed ones.
Yeah, the 3D printed ones. So like they just made a fucking render of it. So how can you leak it?
Yeah. Like whereas, I said, that's why I thought that was smart as hell. Because that's the main thing I've been telling everybody when I've been like, yo, when everybody's like, yo, they showed it hella early, and I'm like, I think they did it to get in front of the leak. Cause, I mean, because think
cause
about
now because the cat's out the cat's out the bag, so they can just send that shit off and like, oh yeah, this is we already know what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? Like
now everybody's making their own versions, variations of it.
Yeah, jokes and shit. You know what I'm saying? All that shit, memes and shit, and are people already thinking of ways to color it? I'm sure Colorware is already looking into that, or D-Brand's probably going to have skins for it. Because you know that thing, the thing is super skinnable because it's only it's four-sided. So if you don't like the black box, make it look, you know what I'm saying? Make it look like wood. You can make it look like whatever you want to fit your house. It can look, you could put a carbon fiber wrap on it. It'll look, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want because it just has that vibe to it. because it's just it's a fucking rectangle or a fucking cuboid.
Yeah, I like the design of it personally.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like monolithic. It's weird, and it's like PC little. It's like a little PC tower, like this weird little box. And I don't know what that light is at the top. And like, does it? You know what I'm saying? Is it like kind of like how you know the HomePod has like Siri on top?
Yeah.
Is it like that? Is it like, you know what I'm saying? Like it pulsates and does things. You know what I'm saying? Like when it's coming on, it only does that, or you know what I'm saying? Just, that's when it's just booting up. It glows and then it dims, or.
And one thing I want to say about this article is the title of this article is super clickbait. Super clickbait. Oh, yeah. Because it literally says, because it had me, I almost didn't click on it because I was like, man, this is bullshit. Because it said, the title is PS5 release date. Leaker says launch is just days away.
Yeah. That's,
but when you read it, launch is in October. The event isn't even days away. It's weeks away. So people be killing me, man, with these freaking titles. But yeah, man. So how do you plan on pre-ordering yours? Are you just going to go through Amazon?
I mean, yeah.
Or are you going directly through Sony? My bad.
I usually do a backup. So I always do like a couple. Because, you know, just in case somebody wanted one, I always do that. Like where it's like, oh, I got a couple. Especially like places like Amazon where you don't have to pre-order. You know, I mean, you're pre-ordering, but you don't have to pay. So like, oh, I think I did that with my other PS4. I did that. I gave it to my bro because he didn't have one on deck. And all I did was just go in and change the shipping address to his address. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They just came in my name, but to his house. And then he just, you know, I put his, had his card on my shit and just changed the payment. And it just was like, boom.
It's like,
you just got to do it. You just got to do it. Probably got to do it. Make sure you get it done before, like 2 days before or like 3 days before, just to make sure, you know, they don't ship it early or something. So, you know, you trying to flip it over and then it's on somebody else's card. But yeah, I'm sure they're going to have it at work. For us to do. And it's going to be crazy that day. Hell of long lines. Or I don't know how they're going to work it. But because I remember the last time it was hella crazy. But I wasn't, at that time, I wasn't even able to purchase one from work.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I had to get mine in these streets.
In these streets.
Yeah, because I had mine at midnight. I got mine from I had mine from GameStop. My homie had his, so we both went together. He went to the GameStop in, where did he get his from? It was like GameStop at Bayfair, I think, and then Bayfair Mall in San Leandro. And then I got mine from the one at in San Leandro at on Washington.
Oh, okay.
He dropped me off at the house, and he was like, "Man, I want to set it. I want to see you set it." So we just set it up, and then my TV was tripping because at the time I had an older TV, and my TV was bugged out. It was not acting right. So the TV was tripping. So I had to like figure out how to do that, and it really wasn't letting me reset because I had an older HDMI connection. So I finally got it to work. I thought my PlayStation was broke. Launch night. And then after that, you know, installed and set up everything and started putting in games. And that's where I was playing. I think I was playing Call of Duty Ghosts for a little bit or something like that. Can't remember. Resogun, for sure. Y'all wanted a Resogun.
Man, that was the game.
Well, yeah. It's that time. It's that year. Get your coins ready. Get your chickens ready, Africans.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Get your chickens ready.
The next piece of news is, I can't remember. Did we talk about Sony not going to E3 last week? We did talk about that, didn't we?
Nope, because it didn't come out.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Can't can't even remember. Actually,
I'm telling you, we didn't talk about it. Because it happened after the podcast.
Did it?
I'm telling you it did.
Okay.
So we did not talk about it. And if we are, we talking about it again.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about it a second time. Forgive us for having Alzheimer's on you people. So yeah, Sony pulling out of E3. What's your take on that?
Seen it coming.
See, I didn't. Not this year. Over.
Yeah, no, I know you didn't. Because you was the one like, oh, they'll be back next year because they're going to have a PS5. They're going to be back. I was like, they not going back. Ain't no going back.
Yeah, because I just figured because last year was a really dry year for everybody, really. So I
personally don't think it's about being dry. I think it's about what happened with the ESA. I just think it's, you know, ESA got hacked and lost all that content. Sony's like, we don't want no parts of that. And it could just be they don't see the point in being at E3 no more. Like, what is the point of being at E3?
I just figured this would be the last hoorah for them. I thought it was, you know, a new console. Because the way I pictured them doing it is like making it a big announcement. Like, this is going to be our last year at E3. You know, come to the conference, come to E3, come to the show floor.
Nah.
It's our last year. Just kind of go out with a bang.
They also trying to save bread. So, you know what I'm saying? They trying to say they trying to say they chickens African. You know what I'm saying? So. Marshawn.
So
my namesake.
I definitely thought that they was gonna be back this year and just kind of end it on, you know, one last hurrah, just make it like a historic event. Like, if I had something to do with it, I definitely would have pitched that to them because I think that could have been dope. Like the whole promotion leading up to E3, Sony's last E3 press conference. You know, had a nice little montage of just, you know, all the years being there, like. And even joke with themselves, like show, you know, the highlight of, you know, the PlayStation 3 conference when they announced all that bullshit. And, you know, just talk about how they've came a long way. Because for this, like E3 has been the pinnacle event of gaming for forever. And for it to now finally start to, you know, come to an end, it would have been dope for it just would have been a dope situation. But, you know, it's. They're not doing it. It is what it is. So
yeah, I mean, E3 doesn't have the same luster as it does. And, you know, the ESA, you know, people have been saying a lot of things about the ESA. So the people that run E3, for those that don't know, you know, so I just think Sony just was like, nah, and we probably saving millions by not going. You know what I'm saying? Or we can do a little digital thing around it, state of play. Or whatever,
so that's like my thing. Do you think they're going to do a state of play or have an actual event?
I think they'll do a state of play or something like that. I don't think they're going to be there in the capacity. They'll do like Nintendo. They'll just do a dope state of play.
I hope they do an event. Like, not actually at E3, but I hope they do like a conference. Kind of like how they did, you know, the last time when they announced the PlayStation 4. But they did
that in February.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I hope they still do that because if they announce it in a state of play, I think that that'd be kind of lame.
Well, I think you're getting the dates mixed up. So like, I feel like you. So okay. So you're saying
you're saying
you thought it was gonna happen at E3.
Well, I thought it was gonna be like the same thing. They'll reveal it earlier in the year and then bring, you know, the games and everything to the table and give us everything at E3. Pretty much, you know, same thing that they did.
I'll take that in a state of play. I'll take that in a very choreographed and, you know, very constructed and well constructed state of play where you can have the developers talking and the publisher talking about the titles, and then you can have somebody interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, where you have this is like in depth. This is all about this, and it's all these games. You know what I'm saying? It's a breakdown of the titles, and you get to see it in action and all that shit. And then they can, you know, I really feel like that's what they're gonna do because it's just cheaper.
My thing is at some point, as long as they have some kind of press conference, I think at some point they have to have a press conference. I think because again, a lot of these places could do that. Apple could do that. Google could, like, a lot of these places could do it. But here's my thing. Here's what I feel that conferences do. I feel like conferences are like the you can help me out with this. I know there's a specific name for it, but in sitcoms that don't have, that have fake crowds or they have a live studio audience. Like, imagine watching a sitcom, and even though parts of the show don't be funny, imagine watching a sitcom and there was, like, no laughter, like, throughout the whole sitcom. Like, that would be weird watching that sitcom. And I feel like when there's people in the audience,
a lot of times that's just, but a lot of times that shit's fake in those anyway. A lot of times those they're paid people in the
for sure, but I still feel like I feel like that adds to it. I feel like people who are there, people who are watching, like I feel like that adds to the event, believe it or not, and which is why I feel like that's probably why they pay people to do it. If that's what they do. I don't know if they pay people or not, but
that could be, and it, but it also could be a very like antiquated way to look at it, right? It could be like a very old-fashioned, old-timey way to look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could just be like outdated way of looking at how press conference is done. Like, do people, do the younger generation give a fuck about applauses and shit like that, or do they just want to see the product? Because it feels like they just want to see the product, right? So like, you're talking to the old guard, the people to like that like that, but like the younger generation probably just wants to get to cut straight to the point. Show me the product. I don't need the fanfare. I don't need that. But I don't know, like, maybe.
I feel like I really feel like that's why Apple conferences do so well. I think, or not the main reason, but I feel like that adds to the ambiance of the events.
Apple also has a cult following, right?
And you don't think PlayStation does?
No, hold on, I'm not done. But not to the level of Apple. Not to the level of Apple. No way.
I don't know. When it comes to PlayStation. When it comes to PlayStation, no, I don't know.
No. It's a different level of cult when it comes to Apple than it is to PlayStation. Like, there's no books about the CEO. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no. It's different. I think
Apple is a bigger company than Sony, but PlayStation, the brand of PlayStation, I think PlayStation fans are pretty hardcore.
I'm not saying they're not.
Yeah.
But it's levels to this shit.
For sure.
And they're not on that level. They're not on the same level as an Apple fan. Diehard. Like, two diehards? No. Like, somebody's buying a Mac Pro that don't need it. They're saving for it, or they're wasting their last for this machine. Like, Apple fans are different. It's a different breed of people. For sure. Good or bad, hate it or love it, whatever it is, but like, no, there's nothing like them.
But that's why I feel like they should have a conference. I think either way, people are gonna take the information however they give it. I mean, but I just feel like that, just like the excitement that comes with that, like the people yelling in the audience, that's a part of the ambiance with those events. And then when people are talking about the events after the fact, it's like, that's one of the things people will go back to. Like, one thing I won't forget is when Sony announced the price of the PlayStation 4, like the crowd went crazy. Like,
The only reason they went crazy is because Microsoft had,
it doesn't matter why they did it. They just did.
Yeah, it does.
It was a memorable moment in that event. And so that's why I'm saying, like, I think that stuff matters. I think that adds to the hype of it. I think that adds to the ambiance of it. I think that adds to the whole thing. But like I said, that's just what I think they should do. I mean, they may announce the whole thing in the state of play, which I would kind of be shocked by that as well.
I don't think they will. I think we're talking about two different times though. Like, I think you got the timelines crossed up a little bit, because at first we were talking about E3 and like them not being E3, and then all of a sudden you started talking about them revealing
Because I mean, at some point,
and those are two different. Those feel like two different times. At some point,
they need to touch your stage. That's all I'm saying. Whether it's the reveal, like, whether it's E3, at some point in time, they need to touch your stage, and not have everything be through a YouTube video.
Sure, but I would assume the reveal would probably be more traditional. I'm saying we were talking about E3, so E3 would probably be a state of play. That's what we were talking about, and it kind of like shifted to like.
Well, yeah, because I was just saying either way, at some point they need to hit a stage. So if it's not an E3 and it's their own event,
I definitely think they're gonna hit a stage. The head's gotta talk.
So that was my thing. The whole E3 thing would be a nice send off. So if they're not doing E3, that's cool. But I'm just saying, at some point, they need to have some kind of conference, because those conferences are, I feel, they're effective, or else no one would be doing them. Like, if those conferences weren't effective, I don't think that, like, especially Apple being the $1 trillion business they are, if they felt just putting out a video was more effective, I think they would just do that. But I think there's something about having media members there live, tweeting it out live, blogging it live, the whole nine, having that ambiance of people, having people being able to get hands-on with the product after the fact. Like, all those videos, all those tweets that are going out, like, that adds to everything, I feel that's why conferences are still done to this day. Now, they, like, again, at one point, Sony went to at one point, Apple was going to CES. Then they broke off and started doing their own thing. And they found that to be more effective for them because it was less noise. And that's what I feel like Sony wants to do. They just want to have an event that's their own, where it's just less noise and everybody's just focused on them and not just E3 overall. But Microsoft, Phil Spencer came out and confirmed that they actually are going back to E3 this year, and they're currently working on their E3 presentations right now. So Microsoft has confirmed that they'll be back. But once Microsoft pulls out of E3, that place is pretty much dead. Because Microsoft, it's kind of dead now, because Microsoft they present at E3, they present a conference, but they're not on the show floor anymore. So that's the thing. So, like, even last year, they had a conference, but they weren't on the show floor, because that's why everybody was talking about it was so empty, because Sony and Microsoft take up the most footprint at the conference, but or at the convention, but neither one of them were on the show floor last year.
Let
so
me tell you, let me tell you when E3 killed itself, when they allowed the public to come in.
I mean, I felt E3 was going to die at any rate, at any
sure.
way.
I felt it
coming. So that was it. I don't even think that's what killed it. I just think that over time it was gonna happen. Just like with GameStop, over time, like I've been talking about GameStop getting ready to be obsolete for I don't know how many years. Like,
sure,
it's gonna happen.
What I'm saying is you're right, but that accelerated the process.
Possibly. I don't know if it did or didn't, but I could see that being the case too. I don't know why Sony would pull out of that, but who knows? I definitely feel it's cost effective to not be at E3 for sure.
First of all, you got to pay your workers, right? So that you pay people to work the event, right? So, i.e., let's use me for example. Somebody would say, "Hey, do you want to work E3?" And I say, "Yeah," like an idiot.
I just don't see the difference between that and then doing your own. If they do like PlayStation, I forgot what it was called.
Right. But I'm talking about the cost effectiveness. Like, it's super cost effective not to be there, because like, you have to pay your employees. You also have to pay the venue to be there. You also have to probably pay for like the lighting.
What I'm saying is if they do their own event, they're going to have to pay those same things. So that's why I was saying I'm curious what the difference is between the two.
It's not three days. It's not 3 days to get one message out, right? Where it's like, you can have that same day or event where the press can get to play the games or see the games and demo the games and have it enclosed in some theater, and that's it. Boom. Goodbye.
No, what I'm saying though is, what was the name of the y'all's event?
The PlayStation Experience?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. What's the difference between that and then E3?
It's your own. The difference is it's your own event. It's yours. You can control every aspect of it. You have this, but you can have every floor of the conference center, or
every. So you're not necessarily controlling costs. You're just controlling the message and being like the only show.
Cost might be the cost might be different though. We don't know the cost of going to E3. We don't know the savings of those 3 days or 4 days that they're there. We don't know how much it costs compared to having a 1 day event or a 2 day event. You know, like our 3 day.
I could have sworn the PlayStation thing was 3 days. I know it wasn't 1 day because I remember paying for 2 days and I only went one.
Yeah, and it's not even as big. Like, their setup wasn't even as big as E3. It seemed much smaller. But I don't know. I don't have those numbers. I don't even have that intel to say those things. I'm just going off what I think, and I think it's probably cost effective, and I think it's also because the ESA got hacked.
So do you think this is Microsoft's last year?
Possibly. But Microsoft likes to be, you know, I don't know with Microsoft. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they stay. And it's like, oh, we love, you know, because look what they said, you know, oh, we love E3. We do it for the fans or whatever. So maybe they just continue to go until E3 is no more. But I feel like, if I'm not mistaken, Sony's going to everything else. So Sony will be at Gamescom. Sony will be at PAX. Sony will be at everything else. So that kind of, that says something about the people that are running E3 more than anything. Like, if they're going to go to every other conference, just not go to the one that's, like, really kind of close to home, says something about that conference.
Yeah. Because I know Microsoft does their huge event, but I know that's in UK, in the UK, though. I don't think they have one.
That just happened a month ago, right?
October?
Yeah, like a couple months ago, or whatever it's called, like, mm-hmm. Something like that.
Which they had a lot of announcements there. It was pretty dope. But yeah, so let's get to some of these games. So Marvel's Avengers got delayed.
Nobody cares.
Cyberpunk 2077 got delayed to September.
Everybody cares. Sad.
And then the developers also stated that they have no plans on coming out with a PlayStation 5 or Series X version of the game.
They also said that about The Witcher, and then they patched it for the Pro and the Xbox One X.
So they said they weren't going to patch it, or they...
They said that there weren't going to be a next-gen patch. Like, it wasn't going to be like a Pro patch or like an upgrade, and then they did it. So
okay.
So take that with a grain of salt. Take that for sure. Like, if it comes out in September, I wouldn't be surprised. Especially if these things are going to be backwards compatible. I'm sure, because Microsoft already said it were, or theirs was. So I'm sure Sony is probably going to be that too. Take that with a grain of salt, because I'm pretty sure they're going to want that game to look.
So that'd be interesting if they could patch a current gen game to look good for a next gen game, or hardware.
Why couldn't you? Because think about it. Because you have to still have patches available for the PS4 games if they're going, because those games.
Saying that they can't have patches. I'm saying to make it look better on next gen hardware.
Well, I'm assuming you can, because I'm assuming you can.
And that I'm curious about. I'm curious if that's the case. That would be pretty cool if they can, though.
Because I feel like it's running the same architecture, so it's not like it's an emulation, right? It's not like it's emulating anything. It's just playing the game.
I hope you're right, because that'd be super cool.
Because, like, since the PS4 and the 5, you know, are going to be probably running the same architecture, then, yeah, I would think that the games should just be able, if you have this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, hey, it's a PS4 game. And then if you're still taking package files, obviously you can't patch PS1, PS2, and you probably won't be able to patch PS3 games, but none of those games are getting patches anymore. So
I would think that they would treat this like pretty much a PC. Because, I mean, that's what these are, PCs. I figured it'd be like anything on the PC. Like, once you upgrade your PC hardware, like, that, which is the crazy part. Like, I wish I could get this guy to come on the podcast and explain it. Because I have a coworker that is, like, he's in the wrong career. That fool needs to be, like, somewhere else in life. But he was explaining to me the way developers make PC games to pretty much they're
scalable.
Pretty much. In so many words, yes. And so So I hope that would be the case. Irreversible, what you were saying about that, that would be super cool if they're able to take some of these PS4 games, Xbox One games, and patch them up for their next gen consoles to make them
look. Sure, I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, PC does it right already. I mean, well, not PC, the PC doesn't do it, but like games are scalable. So people that have lower graphics cards can run it on higher, you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Higher graphics cards and lower end graphics cards can play the same game if they meet the baseline requirements.
Am upset about Cyberpunk being delayed though, because I was super looking forward to that.
I was going to take off work because that's my birthday weekend, so I was taking off work from that Wednesday all the way until like the following Tuesday, and yeah, they ruined that.
They
whooped that whole little vacation I had planned for myself.
And then the last thing on Cyberpunk is their multiplayer, they're saying, most likely won't be available until the following year of 2021.
Which is fine. So I'm assuming it's going to be very GTA-like. So take your time. Make that shit good.
And then lastly, I do want to bring that up in next week's podcast, because we're getting ready to sign out people. But I do want to bring that up in next week's podcast is... how do people feel about not saying that they're delivering a half-baked game, but you know we've became used to games coming out all together and ready to go. And there hasn't been many games to do this. GTA and Cyberpunk are the two games I can think of off the top of my head. I know there's been a few others, but I'm curious how people feel if that becomes the norm. If we start to see more and more games be like, you know, here's a single player. We're finishing up the multiplayer. It's like, would you guys prefer for games to launch like that or be like, you know what, just give me the game when it's all the way done. So we'll talk about that next week. And then the last thing is Final Fantasy got delayed, but it got delayed by 2 weeks. So that's not that bad. We could work with that. We could work with that. But again, for myself, DLB, and for Hood Nerd, if you guys want to reach out to us on social media, we're both on Twitter. I'm at DLB23. He's at Hood Nerd CEO. We're both on Instagram. I'm at DJDLB23. Again, he's at Hood Nerd, or just Hood Nerd on Instagram. So holla at us. Got questions? Hit us up on Twitter. We'll throw your questions into the podcast. Make sure you leave your name and where you're from. And yeah, until next week's podcast, people, we are out. Peace.